Oh, Lordy. Good day to you. It's a Ken Braverman podcast. It's 6:31 p.m. West Coast time, Friday, January 4th, 2019. I'm a bit congested. I'm a little sick. That'll happen when you have like four-month-old babies sneezing and coughing on you for extended periods of time, which I was doing a little vacation babysitting. And yes, they finally got me sick, but I'm recovering. And it's time to pod, because it's Take Back 2019. Can you feel it? Can you feel how awesome this year is going to be? It started out pretty strong for me. I don't mind being sick, because it's still been an awesome year so far. People just sending me money left and right. My hockey file cannot do anything but win. It's unbelievable. Everything's going right. And, of course, politically, which I always like to pod about what's going on in politics. Yeah, I'm proud of where at least the House of Representatives is going. I am proud, and I feel like we're taking America back from the criminals, and there are going to be consequences in 2019. And if you think about what I'm hearing about what the Democrats, the Americans are doing in Congress to take back from the foreign Russian influence, other foreign money interests and special interests, and all these donors, and all the nefarious, sneaky, underhanded, and criminal ways that dirty money gets into our politics, things they're going to try to do to correct it. Working toward goodness. It's really something to watch. And so I thought, well, what... I'm cheering on what they are doing. They're trying to make change. We have to respond. Otherwise, we're going to be run over by the criminal Trump mafia family. And we won't allow it to happen. So it feels good. And so it made me think, well, what else should we do? I'll tell you what. Healthcare. Healthcare is a biggie. Healthcare is super complicated. Healthcare is also integral to our society, and it's only going to become more so. We need to protect against threats, airborne viral threats, that are going to make it necessary for all of our citizens to maintain adequate health and not spread virus, spread bacteria, spread things unnecessarily, and also allow sicknesses to fester long due to lack of treatment for a multitude of reasons. There are things we need to do to correct that. What can we do to correct that? What can we do to get everyone care? Forget about the word insurance. Just think about getting everyone as healthy as you can be. So, Ken, is that a pipe dream? Is that something ridiculous? No. No, it's not. It's not at all. It is the future that we're going in. I'm certain of it, and so are the smartest minds in the world. Because what's happening with artificial intelligence, my favorite words, machine learning, taking the knowledge, the cumulative, accreted knowledge of all humankind in the history of time, and setting it in motion to deduce and treat and make all of our lives better, is of course going to transfer itself into the healthcare industry, and it already is, and it's only going to be doing more so. So what does that mean? It means that costs are going to go down. It means the quality of care is going to go up. And it's going to be ubiquitous. How do we get there? How do we fund that? How do we get there? Well, I got an easy way to fund it. We just lowered, not this year, but last year, we lowered the highest marginal income tax rate from 39.7% down to 37%, among some other tax decreases, a lot for the wealthy. I believe that we could fund universal health care, just health care for everybody. It's free health care for everybody in America. We could fund it all by increasing the marginal tax rate for everybody making over, I don't know, it's like hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. That 37% tax rate. There's a certain number of percentages you could just knock that up by that could pay for all healthcare for everybody for next year. How many percentage points is it? I don't know the answer. I'll figure it out. I'm going to deduce that it's probably about 5 percentage points. I think it would bring it up to like 43%. If you raise the marginal tax rate to 43% on the highest earners, that would probably pay for universal health care at a baseline of coverage for everybody next year. I think the House should pass it. Now, would the Republican Senate pass it? Probably not. Would President Nancy Pelosi sign it? Yes. What did you say, Ken? Did you say President Nancy Pelosi? Yes, it did. What? Nancy Pelosi is a president. She's going to be. She's going to be. When? I don't know, but it's going to probably be soon. I think that Trump and Pence are both going to get arrested and incarcerated just based on national security grounds. And I'm excited to have President Nancy Pelosi because she's going to do great things. So she would sign that. And I think you could probably hustle it through the Senate once you start to arrest the criminals that we have in the Senate, like Mitch McConnell. He's probably complicit with the Russians. Lock him up. These are people that are committing treason. They're committing treason, and we're not going to stand for it anymore because it's Take Back 2019. And we're locking up the crooks, the real crooks, the international mafia, the money laundering crooks. It's nice to see the good guys took over the House. We almost lost the country and potentially lost the world in the last election. Now we've got to make it happen, and I think we're all motivated as Americans to do it. That means Republicans and Democrats. Republicans, you shouldn't be cheering on criminals either. I know a lot of good Republicans. If they knew what was going on and paid attention, they of course would not support the current Trump administration, and a lot of them don't. So, all right. How is this going to work? How are we going to have a president arrested? It's okay. I mean, you know, unconventional things are happening with this guy. This is going to be one of them. It's fine. It's fine. You just lock him up just like anybody else. When you see how intertwined he is with the Russians and how he's trying to play a strong arm game of closing down the government as long as he can, you start to see, I mean, it sounds unbelievable, it's movie-like, but he's trying to destroy the country, maybe not even consciously, but he's trying to destroy it because that's what his overlord, Putin, is making him do. How long should we all sit and allow a foreign power to manipulate our presidency? At a certain point, it is the patriotic American thing to do to citizens arrest the president of the United States. I think people should start trying to arrest him when they see him. Because I'd love a court case where you go defend why you arrested the president. They're like, yeah, he's an acting agent of a foreign power. Here's all the documented indictments naming him as a co-conspirator, essentially. And also, here's there's a million pieces of public documented information showing that he is committing treason. So let's have a case about it. Let's get him locked up. It's time to cut the head off the snake. We do not need to continue to punish ourselves. Nobody thinks that he's on the level anymore. You're only a Russian troll or a fraud if you listen to anything that he says and take it at face value. So let's do it already. Let's take back 2019. Pence, you're going to. Pence, you're complicit with all this. Pence is not standing up saying, I've seen the intelligence. I know that Trump has all these loans with Russia. I know that he's been lying about it. And yeah, it's not okay. I'm not going to pardon him. Pence is not saying that. Pence is saying, President's the best cocksucker I ever sucked. That's what Pence is saying. Maybe not in those exact words. But Pence is not standing up because Pence is complicit too. Pence has got to have some connections. You don't get in bed with this dirty of an administration unless you're a criminal too. So it's nice to see people being held to account. And it's nice to see all of us Americans cheering on a betterment of our country. It's nice to see us winning and acting and having a say that matters. So it's a truly exciting time. And We should all act for what's right and defend our morality, and that means arresting the president. So by golly, let's figure out how we indict that man. I still think there's a chance he's got a boot on him right now. Has he left the White House? Nobody sees. Check to see if he's wearing long pants, if he's got puffed up ankles. I would not be surprised if he's wearing a boot right now and they've already indicted him. And that's what the secret cases are about. It's possible. I hope so. Because he doesn't deserve to be free. He doesn't deserve to be destroying this nation any longer. He cheated, and that's the only reason he won. And he is nothing but a liar. And as he continues to stop us from being Americans, or at least attempt to, we will only unite and overcome him and put him away where he belongs. So Ken Braverman is out.